Hello and welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations acquire top talent while helping professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about the skills gap and what it means for employers in today's market. Hello, Stacy. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sharita. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, Stacy, today we'll be talking about the skills gap in this country. But before we dive into that subject, can you provide a definition and maybe a little background, you know, about what the skills gap is?
Yes, I certainly can. The skills gap is the gap that exists between what organizations and companies need in terms of skills and experience from candidates and the candidate's ability to actually provide those skills.
So in essence, employers need employees with a certain set of skills, but not a lot of candidates have that certain set of skills.
That's right. In fact, I have some statistics from this past year to back that up. Twice during the past 12 months, the United States has set a record for the number of job openings in this country. The first record was 6 million job openings. Then a few months later, a new record was set at 6.2 million job openings. The United States Bureau of Labor Statistics first started tracking this number in the year 2000, and these were the highest numbers recorded since that year.
Now, I heard recently that the unemployment rate in the country is actually the lowest that it's been in years. So how does that fit into this discussion?
Yes, the unemployment rate during the past several months has been hovering right around 4.2%. And you're right, that's the lowest the unemployment rate has been during the past 16 years. So all of these statistics lead us to a couple of conclusions. First, the economy is doing well. There would not be this many job openings if the economy was not doing well. Employers have the need to hire, and more importantly, they have the money necessary to hire. Second, since there are so many open positions, employers can't find the candidates they want to hire to fill all of those positions. And employers can't just hire anyone. They have to hire people with the necessary skills and experience. So we're looking at a couple of possibilities. Either the people that these employers want to hire simply don't exist, or there aren't enough of the people they want to hire, and those people are working somewhere else. The reality of the situation is that the second scenario is more plausible. Companies and organizations are looking for job candidates with specialized skill sets and experience, but they're not able to find those job candidates, or they can't find enough of them at the very least.
So this skills gap, where does it exist? And does it exist in certain industries?
It does exist in some industries more than others. They include information technology, engineering, and manufacturing. Many of the jobs within those industries require highly specialized skill sets. In fact, any industry or profession that incorporates technology is likely to be experiencing a skills gap of some kind.
Really? Why is that?
Well, technology is always advancing and progressing. When technology evolves that quickly, it is difficult for the workforce to continually produce workers and employees who are completely up to date on the latest in technological trends and developments. In this sense, there is typically a lag between supply and demand, but in some instances, there is more than a lag in the number of candidates with the necessary skills and experience. There is a definite gap, and there's no telling when or how that gap is going to be closed.
Okay, so what about the animal health industry and the veterinary profession? Is there a skills gap there?
Yes, there is absolutely a skills gap in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. It really is a matter of supply and demand. Organizations within the animal health industry and veterinary profession have a need or a demand for workers and employees with a certain skill set and experience. However, there is simply not enough of those people in the employment marketplace to meet that demand.
Is advancing technology the reason for that, like it is in some of the other industries that you mentioned?
Well, that is one of the reasons, but it's not the only reason. The fact of the matter is that there are not enough people in the animal health industry or the veterinary profession. Think of it this way. Every year, a certain number of people choose to go into those fields. And every year, the number of animal health and veterinary jobs grows. If the number of job openings outpace the number of people who are going into those fields and graduating, then that's where the skills gap comes from.
I see. And so unless the number of people going into the fields is greater than the number of new job openings, that gap just becomes even wider.
That's right. And not only will the gap not get small, but it will actually get bigger. And then add to that the technology component we discussed earlier. Technology does play a role in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. Technological machines and tools are used all of the time, and new ones are developed and released every year. There are only so many people in the marketplace who have complete familiarity and are able to operate all of these new technological advancement tools.
So that just contributes then even more to the skills gap, especially for the jobs that are going to require highly specialized skills.
Correct. So as you can see, the skills gap is real. It exists in the broader economy and employment marketplace, and it exists within the animal health industry and veterinary profession.
So what does this mean for employers? What kind of impact does this have on them?
Well, to put it simply, if employers want to hire successfully, that means they're going to have to find the people they want to hire. If they just wait for these people to come to them, they're going to be waiting for a long time.
Because these people are already employed and likely they're not even looking for a new job, right?
Yes, that is right. And these are exactly the conditions that contribute to a candidate's marketplace, which we've discussed on more than one occasion on this podcast. We've discussed it largely from the point of view of the candidate, but today we're going to focus on the employer. And that's because in a candidate's job market, while candidates have more options, employers have fewer options.
Okay, so what are employers' options when they're dealing with the skills gap and a candidate's market?
Unfortunately for them, there are not enough options. But first and foremost, online job advertisements are not the best option. We've discussed that at length before, so there's no need to address it here again today. But one thing that employers can do is to train and develop their current